This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Today, blackouts in northern India spread to the eastern states, affecting half the country's 1.2 billion people. Many office buildings are running on generators. More than 100 trains were stranded in the summertime heat. The BBC's Rahul Tandon is reporting for us from a train station in Calcutta.
I'm at the Sialdah station in Calcutta. This is one of the busiest stations in India. There is absolute chaos here. No trains have run for the last 2.5 hours. I've just been walking on the platforms. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of passengers stranded trying to find out what is going on. There is anger across India today. Here's G.K. Sehgal. He's a management consultant in Delhi, and he's not happy.
My day began without water, and then there were other problems. The whole system was at a standstill.
People are paying more for power here in India, but they say the service is getting worse and worse and worse. It is sweltering across this country at the moment, and people are suffering. Dr. Mitra Chinoy is a professor of politics at Delhi University. He sums up the feelings of many.
What they're really angry about is that just a couple of months ago, the price of power was increased by 24%. So they're saying that they're paying much more for power, and these outages are occurring and paralyzing the city and making it difficult for us to go to work and for our children to go to school.
Back here at Sialdah Station, people have no idea when the power is going to be restored. A senior politician has just said it could take 10 to 12 hours. And India's reputation as an emerging economic superpower, that is diminishing minute by minute. In Calcutta, I'm the BBC's Rahul Tandon for Marketplace.
Well, for some analysis now, let's bring in Michael Kugelman. He follows Asia at the Wilson Center in Washington. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so there was one power outage yesterday. That seemed like maybe it could be a bigger thing. Maybe it could be a fluke. But after you have two in 2 days, it does seem like maybe there's something larger going on here.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that the easy answer for what's going on is that it's the supply and demand issue. I mean, you have, large numbers of people that need power, particularly during the summer months. And then, also there are other factors at play that intensify these supply-demand issues, such as the fact that there's not been as much monsoons as there usually are in India. It's reduced the supply of water to power hydropower in India, which is a significant source of energy. But really, I mean, I suspect that it really is just a consequence of the really aging infrastructure in India of its power systems. It's just really in very bad shape. And you have to assume that at some point something like this would have happened.
Well, how fast is the demand rising in a big emerging economy like India?
Well, I mean, it's rising quickly. I think we need to put things in perspective a bit here. I mean, it's true that the country's got more than a billion people, but you've got 400 million people in the country that are not on the grid. They use traditional energy sources, firewood. Mm. So, sure, the demand's going to rise, but not exponentially. And we definitely shouldn't be thinking about 1.2 billion people needing electricity.
Well, what can these fast-growing economies like India do to keep up with that kind of demand?
Well, I mean, honestly, the best thing to do is really the least politically expedient, and that's really to try to manage demand a lot more. And that's it really involves doing simple things, like trying to make repairs to aging facilities. It's trying to cut down on theft. And the government has done some things along those lines. But, you know, when you've got an emergency and you need more supply, more power right away, that's not exactly what's going to be on people's minds.
Michael Kugelman at the Wilson Center, thanks so much.
Thank you.